Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, my name is
Rich, actually.
Oh, Rich.
Yes, I used to work at Kraft Foods. I'm a food chemist, actually. I do food chemistry, which is I work with, how do you say it? I work with the foods of the future, like stuff you don't even know you like yet, but from your personality profile, I can tell that you'll like in the future, like 10 years from now. Let's see. Lately, I was working on Oreo cookies because Kraft took over Nabisco, you know, so they're screwing around with the formula for Oreos. And I was putting crystallized orange flavors into the cream filling on the inside, so it gives you kind of an orange chocolate flavor. And the science of it is, when you eat the first one, it doesn't really taste that good. You know, it's kind of orange chocolatey, and it's not that great. You eat the second one, it's a lot better. It's a lot better because the release starts to happen in your mouth, you know, as it dissolves. But as you eat the third one, you're in orange chocolate heaven. And as long as you keep eating them, you know, the release like stays level, and it's just awesome. It's incredible. But anyway, I was at work one day, and I was sitting there. It was a Friday morning. I was just really hungover, you know, from going out on Thursday. I was out, you know, hanging out at a bar, getting drunk and stuff. But I'm sitting there, I'm making this stuff. It's this cheese, but it's not really cheese. It's a filler for, like, Triscuit. They want to put it in Triscuit or, like, Ritz crackers, you know? It tastes like cheese, but it's not really cheese. It's a fat matrix. It's a conglomeration of fat. And they put this thing called cheese tang in it, which is a cheese flavory kind of stuff. You know, it makes it taste kind of like cheese. But what it does, it acts kind of like a lubricant, you know? So you eat your cracker, and it kind of lubricates the esophagus and stuff. It makes it nice and chewy as it goes down. So anyway, I'm sitting at work, and I'm, you know, making vats of this cheese. It's not really cheese, and it's all spinning around, and I'm feeling kind of sick, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, boy, my life really sucks working in this place, you know, but it's kind of fun working with the Oreos, but... So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I start singing this little song that I wrote, you know, that I sing when I'm at work, and it makes me feel better about myself and life and just things in general, and it goes like this. Everybody.
Happy cheese! Happy cheese! Happy, 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 happy cheese! Happy cheese! Happy cheese! Happy, happy, happy cheese!
So I'm sitting there and I'm singing my little song. You know, I'm starting to feel pretty good about myself. My boss comes walking in. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Richard, how long you work here at Kraft?
Well, I've been temping here for about 2 years now.
Richard, I have to tell you this. There's a new policy from the upper management. Any temporary that's worked here over 6 months is a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated. So I'm driving my car, and all I can think about is turning the car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing in the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. Then I look to my right, and to my right is the bag, the very bag that I brought with me that day to work. And in that bag were the pills that I stopped taking 6 months ago.